have gone through a personal evolution. You do this when you try to grow, broaden your horizons, that kind of stuff, you know, that self-improvement type talk. I used to hate answering machines. I wanted to talk to a real person. And then it got to the point where I realized sometimes in talking to a real person, it takes a long, long time because real persons sometimes don't get to the point quickly. And so if I have a bunch of calls to return and I talk to real people, it takes me forever to make the calls. So an answering machine, I can just simply say, hi, this is Ray Grady. I'm returning your call. Thank you very much for calling me. Please call. Blah. Done. End. Get through 9 calls in a minute and a half. Guy type calls. Ray Grandy, returning your call, 330, blah, 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 blah. Thank you, bye. Ooh, you could rip them off. But then, I started to evolve out of that because a lot of you people have little kids on your answering machine. And I can't know, no offense, I don't say this to make you feel bad, but your little kid, your little 3 or 4-year-old is not as articulate as an adult. I don't know if I got the right people. I don't know if I got the right number. I don't even know who I'm talking to half the time.
Hi, this is Miss House. You asked me your first answer, thank you. Me calling you. You have a good day. And bye. Bye.
And then, the kid really has no sense of how long they've been talking, so the beep doesn't come for about 4.5 minutes. And you wonder, am I done? Should I say anything? So I leave this message trying to take into account that I don't know exactly who I might be talking to, and please forgive me if I'm giving you all kinds of details about somebody you know nothing about, and I'm finally done, and I said it right, and I'm real happy, and then I hear, beep! It could be worse. I could have gotten a real kid. This is the worst thing.
Tao.
Hi, honey. Is your mommy there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good. Can you get your mommy, please?
Uh-huh.
Are you getting your mommy, honey?
What's your name?
Could you please tell her that Dr. Ray is calling?
Who?
Dr. Ray.
Dale?
No. Dr. Ray.
What day?
Is your mom there? Can you get your mommy? Do you see your mommy?
See here.
Good. Can you run over and tap her? Just tap her. And say, phone. Can you do that?
Uh-huh.
Did you leave yet?
No.
Okay. Run over and tackle your mom. Just tackle her. You don't have to knock her down. Just tackle her. And yell, phone.
Who are you? Who's this?
I have a doggy. I know you have a doggy, honey. I can hear the doggy in the background. I like doggies. I know you like doggies. Is your mom there? This is really, 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 really important, and I am going crazy right now. And you know you're losing a grip when you start talking to a 3- and 4-year-old in adult language. Child, I'm getting myself agitated. I don't mean to be irascible about this call, but the communication factor here is abating. I'm requesting that you leave this phone at this moment, walk over with no type of arcane communication, and grab your mother.
Bye. Bye.
No, don't hang up. I wonder sometimes If you people who do that have a little bit of a sadistic streak in you, that you just want to mess with people's heads. My daughter Lizzie, Elizabrat, and by the way, there are those of you hypersensitive out there that get upset because I call her Elizabrat, and she knows that. She heard it on the phone. She said, "Daddy, that lady didn't like that you called me Elizabrat." I said, "I know, Lizzie. From now on, you're Elizabeast." She is 2 weeks shy of being 8. We allow her to answer the phone now. But the difference with an 8-year-old girl answering the phone and a 4-year-old boy is that when the 8-year-old girl answers the phone, this happened the other day, I'm not making this up. A friend of mine called me. We're trying to get together enough guys for a ball team. He calls, he gets my daughter, and he says, "Lizzie, it's Uncle Ron, is your dad there?" "Yeah, he's here, Uncle Ronnie. What are you doing?" "No, I'm just busy now. I want to talk to your dad." "Okay, Uncle Ron, because Daddy's outside. He's washing the car, but I think he'll be able to talk to you. You know, he's washing the car. He always washes the car, Uncle Ron. I don't know why he does it. You'd think he would wash the car on a day that's nice, but it's not that nice out today, Uncle Ron." And I can hear Uncle Ron saying, Lizzie, I'm on the cell phone. I'm going to lose my signal. Go get your daddy." "Okay, Uncle Ron, I will. If you tell me to go get my daddy, I will, because he's right out here, and he likes when you call. I like when you call, too, Uncle Ron. Did I tell you that? You're really one of my favorites. Do you do that duck talk, Uncle Ron? I really like when you do that duck talk. You know, I've been practicing doing that duck talk, but I can't do it as good as you can, and my daddy doesn't, but he doesn't do it as good as you at all." By the time I got the phone, my friend says, "I couldn't get rid of her." I go, I know. I put her on there for telemarketers. All but the most inveterate telemarketers. Crack. I hear them scream at the other end. Ah! And they never return.